Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. With the market's recent rally and inflation backing off, some investors may be thinking the worst of the current financial crisis may be over. Potential buyers of stocks might argue we have seen the inflation highs of the period and that prices will soon return to normal, that the Federal Reserve will back off their interest rate increase crusade, and that the swallows will then return to San Juan Capistrano once again. Pun intended on the swallow thing, of course. Readers of this column and listeners of Money Matters News will know that, in my opinion, inflation will not subside, may even go higher, and that the Feds will be forced to keep interest rates higher for longer to address it. Higher interest rates are the perceived medicine to squash inflation. In the Fed's July 26, 2023 meeting press release, they stated, quote, "The committee will continue to assess additional information and its implications for monetary policy," end quote. In a nutshell, the Feds have indicated they have no set path and will adopt a wait-and-see policy as it pertains to inflation and the interest rate increases to address it. Many investors might not be old enough to remember the historical events that may be guiding Fed Chief Jerome Powell's decision right now to keep interest rates elevated and to continue to maintain a restrictive monetary environment to address inflation. The historical event I am alluding to is known as the Volcker mistake and refers to Fed Chief Paul Volcker during the late 1970s. Volcker took over the Federal Reserve as head honcho in 1979 and immediately set about the task of ending the worst inflation the U.S. had seen since the end of World War II. Volcker raised the interest rates quickly and by a lot. As expected, the economy was subsequently hit by recession in January of 1980, which fostered massive employment layoffs and a spiraling economy. Under intense pressure to take his foot off the brakes and provide relief to the suffering economy, Volcker quickly cut rates by 7 percentage points, although massive by today's standards, but not so back then. A 7% reduction in the interest rate was still considered a drastic move. The recession did begin to subside by July of that year, but inflation stayed stubbornly high. In fact, it even accelerated. As a result, the Fed's credibility as inflation fighters was severely damaged. Volcker then backpedaled and had to raise rates once again, which fostered a repeat of the earlier recession that was eventually worse than the first one and lasted for 2 years until 1983. Had Volcker ignored the 1980 recession and stood his ground on interest rates, he might have avoided the inflation that roared back and the more severe recession that followed, a monetary blunder by any measure. Fast forward to today, and now Fed Chief Jerome Powell is well aware of the mess Volcker made of things by acting too quickly and dropping rates too soon, which spawned additional inflation and a reoccurring recession that amplified an already bad situation. Powell does not want to make the same mistake Volcker did. He does not want to go down in the history books for the same thing, nor put the economy through anything worse than what is already upon us. For this reason, Jim Rickards of the Daily Reckoning, in his July 31st, 2023 musing, concluded the Fed is not done and more rates are coming, end quote. Jim Rickards ought to know. He's an investment banker with over 30 years' experience working in capital markets, advises the Department of Defense on global finance, serves as a facilitator studying financial war games for the Pentagon, and was the principal negotiator in the 1998 bailout of long-term capital management by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. I am of the opinion that Jim Rickards knows of what he speaks, and I agree with his conclusions that we may be far from being out of the woods as it pertains to inflation and the future interest rate increases by the Fed to contain it. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or a registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. The website is moneymanagementradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti. Thanks for listening.